the attorney back check then? Rick, tell me which fund that the $70,000 agreement with the town was based against. Was it this fund?
I believe it was
the delinquent tax fund.
There's something being paid for out of bad checks. I can't remember what it was.
Well, the amount that we have an agreement with, I believe, with prosecutor, $70,000. So my curiosity is, where is that?
Look, in your yellow page, see where there's been bad check attorneys for $55,000.
I don't have the yellow.
Yellow one?
No.
They have spent $55,000. I've got $110,000 out of that. And, I would guess that's where they're coming, but it...
He made the deposit of $70,000 after our request, and that was late April, wasn't it? That was after the budget.
Let's go back to 2011. I don't see it showing there.
In 2011... If I'm not mistaken, the only thing that was taken from this fund was the raises that he'd given after you guys had approved the budget. We figured benefits in there, typing out 910000, that prosecuting attorney bad check fund expenditure.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm referring to, because what happened after that? We added to, because he has some employee that's paying on top of that, and by agreement on an annual basis.
We had it set amount, and I don't know what all has been transferred.
There's a contractor for $70,000.
Yeah. But I would say it would come from that same line. And Don.
Get that for the end of the year, no?
Oh, yeah, we will. And I think they paid some of it. If you've approved, when you look at the transfers, you'll see some of them. I think there's been at least one that's been approved, which is totally out of nothing. But I agree with you, yes, you need to get it for the end of the year, we
will. And when you budget it for the upcoming year. BCF expenditures?
Bad check fund.
Just this, that's all it's...
That's the way it was when I got it, and I haven't made any changes.
Usually, if we're paying an employee on one of these lines, should we not?
Well, I don't know if you're paying an employee. You're making a transfer to General County Revenue, I believe.
And then that's where we're paying the employee. That's exactly right. Well, let's change the line. Let's put a line in that says transfer to GCI. Was that
not a problem with me. Again, if they've been doing it this way and are familiar with it, when you change, then they're going to probably go ahead and try to do it in this fashion here without looking at their budget.
Okay, we're going to show them the budget. We're going to talk to them. We're going to say, here's how we're going to take care of it in our bookkeeping system.
If we're documenting it, it would be fine to leave it there, too, so that you can prefer.
Well, we know when we make a transfer, because Justin makes it, right?
Right.
Or does he write us a check?
I'd have to look at it. I think this is a transfer. If he has a check in the account, I don't think it's this one.
What other line did that come out of? You mentioned a while ago the delinquent tax.
He only has one line.
It's that one or the contingency, but there's only two expenditure lines.
And I suggest... I suggested to Rick that we put a transfer to GCR, because he's paying an employee and he's paying for previous raises that occurred back in 2000. Is the county ever going to reach a point where they're not going to hold them accountable for that?
That's a good question, too. I don't know
if they signed contracts.
The $70,000, that covers everything, and I'm happy with that.
I think that's
going to run out before long, man.
I think that's... When you move to a contract, it'd be a negotiation how much the contract's going to be. It would be mine, yeah. negotiate that would be between you and him. And you should have him.
Yeah, and that's a negotiation that took place. The reason it ends up $70,000 because it ended up, we wanted more and he wanted us.